Hi everybody, welcome. It's Sarah Posh, your evolutionary astrologer and intuitive coach. I'm here today on Tuesday, June 26th, the official day where Mars stations retrograde. I am so stoked to be here and talk to you guys, hopefully give you a little bit of clarity, some validation, and just some support and knowing what the energy is kind of calling into this week, how to best meet it, and you know what, how to prioritize what's coming in and how to work with it. I just want to start by saying this week has a lot going on. First of all, we've got Mars retrograde, which obviously is a huge deal. It only happens every 2.5 years, and it's an 8-week, he's retrograde for 8 weeks, but of course we have those shadow periods before and after. So it's, you know, it's a few months. This summer is hot, and then it's also kind of like, how do we learn how to tame our fire? We will have tons to say on that, and I'll probably do a separate podcast specifically on the Mars retrograde, but I'll touch briefly today on what to do in the moments, you know, now that he's actually turning retrograde. And then we have a Sun opposite Saturn aspect happening tomorrow that's going to just kind of be forecasting, foreshadowing the main event of the Capricorn full moon happening later tomorrow night into early Thursday morning, which of course is a beautiful culmination of everything that's been going on in 2018 so far. These past 6 months, we are seeing some fruition of what has come, and then also it's with that taskmaster Saturn sitting right there with the moon, so we always have opportunity for maturity and learning some lessons along with it. And then moving into the weekend, we've got Mercury moving into Leo, hot on fire, where it will square Uranus and Taurus, and yeah, activate all of that really wild energy, just like wild and active energy. So what does all this mean? I just want to start by saying something that is really interesting is that whenever a planet stations retrograde or stations direct, at that point in its cycle, it's very, very potent because it's moving so slow that it appears to be stopped in the sky. So usually the planet appears to be going direct or forward in motion. And then when it stations retrograde, it's in its motion about to appear to go backwards, which means it has to come to a complete halt or stop. And this stop is very similar to that really uncomfortable space when you think about when you're about to turn directions. So let's say you come to a fork in the road and there's a stop sign and there's two ways you're gonna go. There's like this pause where you thought for sure you were gonna go right, and now all of a sudden that you've arrived, you question that, right? You're like, well, wait, where am I going again? Why am I going there? Very similar with how it feels right now. We're in so much transition this week, and it's so beautiful to see because I think with the full moon in Capricorn and the aspects with Saturn, it's kind of like, what's the lesson? The lesson is how to see your growth, how to maintain perspective of how far you've come without losing sight of that in the midst of what seems like loss, what seems like confusion, what seems like this void, foggy space of like, wait, what? Where am I going? Everything stopped. I thought I knew. I thought I was growing. And it's really easy for us to go down those rabbit holes of just feeling like everything, nothing matters. You know, like everything we've been doing, nothing matters, and we haven't moved anywhere, and we're, you know, it's like, it's almost like we're so excited for where we're going that we tend to discount how far we've come. It's a natural human thing, but this week's really calling that out. And I say that because there's so much change of direction. Like quite literally, Mars is stationing retrograde and the moon is going into, each day the moon changes sign, it's taking a significant amount of time, void of course. And that means that there's a space between transition, between from sign to sign, where the moon is not aspecting any other planetary body in the sky. So it's completely void of course. It's just kind of like lingering and floating in space is kind of the vibe that you get. In astrology, void of course moon is a time where they say, you know, don't make a lot of plans of action, don't make a lot of commitments because there's a lot of good chance that you'll probably have to cancel, they'll have to reschedule, because this really isn't a time for doing, it's a time for tuning in and listening. And that is so aligned with what any retrograde cycle calls of us and invites us into. So it's really the theme this week of inaction. And we have to work with what comes up when we're given that opportunity. Because a lot of times it doesn't feel like opportunity. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm feeling good, it's because like I feel like I'm at a steady pace. I know where I'm going. And the second that I'm stopped and it feels like I'm stopped, right? Like I didn't choose to stop. I just suddenly feel like, whoa, like what happened to the ground beneath my feet? I thought I was so sure. What happened to my clarity? I tend to want to just find ground beneath my feet. You know, I think it's part of being human that we realize, I mean, I've been realizing how much of my security is still being put in outcome, is still being put in certainty and the known, and in that illusion of control. I think having the full moon in Capricorn conjunct Saturn, it's really like we have to have a mastery of our emotional security in the midst of insecurity of uncertainty. So it's really like, how can we know, how can we feel secure in the midst of feeling like there's no guarantee? You know, like if I turn right, what if I should have turned left? And in those moments of decisions of really confusion where we're called to just not know, can we still feel good? Can we still give ourselves permission to feel secure and supported both by ourselves and just by life, by that, you know, the sense of life is here for us and everything is happening for a reason and on purpose, that you are exactly where you need to be. And the fact that you feel stopped does not take away from how far you've come or how far you will go. It's a matter of how can you meet this moment in a way that it doesn't take you under. So this is the mastery. Saturn wants to know, how secure are you with how far you've come within? I don't wanna see it outside of you, he says. I don't wanna hear the applause. I don't wanna see the validation. I don't wanna see the accolades, the rewards. No, it's like you have to feel it from within. And that is what this full moon is saying, is like, this is a private garden in your own sanctuary, in your own home, in your own inner world. And we will have plenty of opportunities this week to really check in with what stops us from appreciating that and valuing that. And I know for me personally, I'm, you know, really being met with where does self-doubt show up and where do I give it permission to live, because I don't have that certainty. I don't have that clarity. And instead I'm, you know, it's like reprioritizing. It's like, okay, well, I've been putting, I guess it's showing me I'm putting too much energy into what I'm doing or what I'm making or creating, and I need to come back. You know, it's like a call back to what matters, back to what's real, back to the real priorities. And for me, that's, you know, that's unconditional self-love and trust in life. So in the midst of all of these void of courses, in the midst of all of this transition, in the midst of all of this growth, expansion, and seemingly just kind of like void of space, time, it's like we're stopped. I invite you this week to take the invitation to really, even if you're going to stay active, to really do so in a mindful, slow way so that you are clear that fear is not driving your actions, that you're not just trying to find ground under your feet, but instead you're really, really secure in who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. Like, does it feel right? Does it feel aligned? And when you're not doing it, is it because of that, you know, pressure from feeling like I have to do it right? Is it the barriers of fear and illusion of, you know, perfectionism, of needing to be understood, of needing it to fit or be approved of? Or is it simply just that it's not the right time to move? You know, like, I think this week, don't question yourself. That is totally gonna be coming up. When you question everything, can you still find the strength and the integrity to not question yourself? So get clear. What are your core values? What is real for you, what is true for you, what matters, and then stay open and stay out of control. Stay out of your own way and follow the signs. Follow where you're led. Don't get ahead of yourself. Allow yourself to know that this is a moment in time. This is a window in time. This is a space in between. There's a lot of transition and we're always getting there. So just allow yourself. It's like that vision of rowing, you know, in the boat, in the water, down the river. Don't fight the current. Don't paddle upstream. There's no point in paddling to get there faster. Like drop the oars and relax and let life carry you. And this is such a beautiful moment to heal whatever comes up that tries to tell you otherwise. Meet it with love, with so much love and forgiveness, and then let it go. This is integration to the max. We are in transition. Please know you've got this. Don't give up. You are your own master, and make self-care your greatest mastery. Toodos for now, kids. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.